This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. 8 family members, 5 of them children, were found slain from gunshot wounds in a southern Utah home Wednesday, according to authorities who did not provide more details. The victims were found when police did a welfare check at a residence in Enoch. Enoch is a small town of about 8,000 people, located about an hour's drive northeast of St. George, Utah. The man accused of killing 4 University of Idaho students arrived in Moscow, Idaho on Wednesday for booking. Brian Koberger is now in the Lataw County Jail. He's in isolation and continues to show no emotion, according to a police officer in Lataw County. No bond, no visitation, no phone calls are the rules. With his hearing expected to be today, a specific time was not given. Pope Francis presided over the funeral of his predecessor, Pope Benedict XVI, on Thursday in a grand ceremony. It should be noted the bridge maker did not focus on Benedict's life or accomplishments and mainly read scripture. A celebrated rapper has been found after he went missing.
Rapper Theophilus London has been found safe after disappearing for months, a relative announced Wednesday night. The rapper's cousin, Mikhail Noel, posted on Instagram, "We have found Theo. He is safe and well. At this time, the family would love prayers and privacy. Thank you all." The post didn't provide details of where London has been found, where he had been, or why he hadn't contacted his family, which filed a missing persons report with Los Angeles police last week and asked for the public's help in finding him. London's family and friends have said they believe someone last spoke to the musician in July in Los Angeles. London, 35, posted prolifically on Instagram, but his late post also came in July. An LAPD news release on December 28th said London was last seen in the Skid Row area in October, and his family had completely lost contact with him. I'm Julio Flores.
Congress convenes at 12 noon today to try to elect a Speaker of the House after many failed attempts. This is USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Officials in California ordered evacuations in the town of Montecito near Santa Barbara due to a new wave of storms impacting the area. High winds and rains are threatening the Golden State with flooding, and more than 181,000 homes have lost power. Flights in and out of California airports will have some type of impact. President Biden said Wednesday that the United States is considering sending Bradley fighting vehicles to help Ukraine combat Russian invasion. Intense fighting continues in eastern Ukraine despite winter conditions. The Bradley is a medium armored combat vehicle that has tracks rather than wheels. The vehicle is lighter and more agile than a tank, and it can carry about 10 soldiers or be configured to carry additional war supplies. The National Football League is gearing up to announce the next entrants into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame is releasing its 15 finalists for the class of 2023. Quarterback Darrell Revis, defensive end Dwight Freeney, and defensive tackle Joe Thomas headline the group of first-time finalists. They are joined by defensive ends Jared Allen and DeMarcus Ware. Also on the defensive side was quarterback Rondé Barber, safety Darren Woodson, and linebackers Patrick Willis and Zach Thomas. Quarterback Albert Lewis rounds out the group in its final year of eligibility. On offense, wide receivers Torrey Holt, star returner Devin Hester is also a finalist, along with offensive tackle Willie Anderson. The official class of 2023 will be announced on February 9th. I'm Blue Flores.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? Good to have you with us. Happy New Year, America. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Megan Barth is going to be with us in just a moment. Founder, proprietor of BreganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Meanwhile, tomorrow is the anniversary of the incredible supposed insurrection brought to you by the mainstream media and Nancy Pelosi. And, of course, that will is a day that, again, brings to mind, you know, what happened on January the 6th. I mean, forget about what the Jan 6 committee would want us to believe, because that is anything but the truth. And Megan Barth is with us right now. Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you. Well, tomorrow, the anniversary of that infamous day that will live forever in the minds of Nancy Pelosi and those on the left. The day that about 2 million Americans said, we just don't believe you. We find the results of the 2020 election to be problematic. It doesn't add up. And because, you know, everyday Americans, fair-minded and just-seeking Americans, ask the question, you can't pass go, collect $200, you go straight to jail.
Right, exactly. You know, I forgot it was the anniversary tomorrow, so I'm sure that the TV will be plastered with pictures and then, of course, hand-wringing and, you know, how it was a dark day in America. It was actually a very dark day in America when the federal government sets up private citizens and basically pulls their own coup to implement a president and select a president and then seat a president that wasn't duly elected. And anyone can challenge me on that, and I'll stand by those words every single day.
Well, you've got the support of about 60% of America that believes the same thing or some derivative of that. So clearly the doubts are there. And to me, it's, you know, the onus is on the ruling class, you know, to prove different. You know, they just say, hey, look at how dare you not accept the results? Well, I'm sorry. The results seem very, very much manufactured. They don't seem to make sense. There's all kinds of cheating. Well, the courts have listened to it. No, they didn't listen to it. This has been the problem, is nobody has the backbone here, regarding, including the Supreme Court, to take this up and say, okay, help us understand what happened. Is it acceptable to have 60% of the country in a query over the reigning president of the United States that, as you said, was the result of what seems to be And all things, I mean, if anything close to this had occurred with Donald Trump being elected in 2016, oh my goodness, the exorcisms, the horrific reporting that it would have been done. I mean, as it was, they had to manufacture this faux Russian collusion thing, and they lost their skulls over that. But anything close to what happened and didn't happen on January the 6th, the Democrats would have been outside of themselves.
Yeah, I mean, there was a coup that happened. Like I said, the federal government, led by the deep state, the FBI, Ray Epps, for example. Mm-hmm. Ray Epps is part of the release of the testimony or the files or whatever was Ray Epps' text message to his nephew that he admits that he set it up.
Exactly.
He orchestrated it. That was his exact words. And it was orchestrated. I was there. I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
It was rotten. I knew right away. Just this feeling came over me as I was walking up to the Capitol. I wasn't in the melee. I was on the periphery.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the periphery because, well, one, it was just a mob scene. But two, I had a feeling and I witnessed a lot of bad actors.
Mm-hmm.
And they certainly weren't Trump supporters. Trump supporters at the multiple rallies across the country during his campaign didn't destroy property. They actually cleaned up after themselves.
Exactly.
We didn't carry weapons. We didn't try to break windows. We didn't cause fights, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And so the whole thing was just very bizarre to me. And then as we witnessed, you know, Ray Epps saying I orchestrated it, there's also testimony, congressional testimony by Michael Waller. And he basically said the same thing. And he had conducted counterintelligence operations for years. He was a former communist turned a patriot. Mm-hmm. So he understands the left.
Right.
And Mark Meadows had him testify on what he witnessed. And it's very good testimony, and I would encourage anyone to look up Michael Waller and look at his congressional testimony. But nonetheless, there are 14,000 hours of videotape that the J6 committee just won't release, that the government won't release. We have the FBI, who was complicit, and we had someone that planted pipe bombs on the night of January 5th, in the early morning of January 6th, around midnight, I believe, at both the DNC and the RNC. And they have absolutely no idea who did that. They don't want to talk about it. Why? Why don't you want to talk about it? There are a lot of questions surrounding January 6th that remain unanswered on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And when we look at what the CIA did to President Kennedy, shouldn't we have some doubt of how the federal government is complicit in crimes?
Well, and what the FBI has continued to do. I mean, the fact of the matter is corruption has been reigning supreme for decades in our government. And it's all come to a head. And it's like, okay, what's going to happen? You know, like everything that happened in 2022, you just push until you can't push anymore. But I always believe there is that one straw that finally does them in. And you think, okay, what next? But meanwhile, we've been conditioned. I think, you know, listen, this is from 2009. Henry Kissinger, who at the WHO Council on Eugenics spoke, he says, once the herd accepts mandatory vaccinations, it's game over. They will accept anything, forcible blood or organ donation for the greater good. We can genetically modify children and sterilize them for the greater good. Control sheep. This is Henry Kissinger saying this, okay? Control sheep minds and you control the herd. Vaccine makers stand to make billions. And many of you in this room are investors. It's a big win-win. We thin out the herd and the herd pays us for extermination services. This is the mindset, the diabolical mindset of the deep state and these globalists. And they have permeated every aspect of our government. January 6th is just a mere symptom and a condition of what Henry Kissinger spouted out at the UN in 2009. And most of these globalists and these ruling elites, they buy into this narrative, this doctrine that was even furthered here recently in Egypt. And I don't know if you saw this or not, Megan, but, you know, they have they've just said, hey, we're going to tell you what it is. You know, this whole green energy deal and climate change and everything else. I mean, now we're a religion, and they even presented their own version of the Ten Commandments. This is how diabolical it's become. Go ahead. We got about 40 seconds left.
And it's the age-old battle between good and evil. And
it really does. That's what it comes down to.
Now.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. Yeah, and the other thing is, is the ex-Capitol Police boss says politics hampered the January 6th security under Pelosi. Said it was a recipe for disaster. This is the ex-chief, Stephen Sun, who compares Capitol security and intelligence lapses to 9/11, says he was dumbfounded by threat warnings that were kept from him. So much that didn't get reported that the mainstream media and others are trying to hide from us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are bearded men all over the world, but there's a distinction between many of those bearded men and the ones participating in the Tide Ministry's Year Beard Challenge. That distinction is in the heart. Christian men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start a conversation, opening the door to share about your own faith in Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. Our goal is to see many more hearts changed through an encounter with Jesus, and the sponsorship raised by the Tide Yearbeard Men makes it possible for more people to have their hearts transformed as they hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn how you or someone you know can use their beard to make an eternal impact by helping to share the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, welcome back. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of BreakingBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, so what do you make of, here we've gone through six votes for Speaker of the House. Kevin McCarthy cannot seem to come up with 218.
Right. If I were Kevin McCarthy, I'd be absolutely embarrassed and step aside and let somebody else, you know, put their hat in the ring. But obviously, I don't think that's going to happen. I wish there were more than 20 votes against Kevin McCarthy. I mean, that shows us that we still have the Republicans that go along, get along mentality that was left over by John McCain and talking about his friends across the aisle.
Right.
You know, that no longer exists. The polarization of politics is here, and I think it's here to stay for quite some time. Also, what we're looking at is not Kennedy Democrats. We're looking at Marxist, socialist, and communist Democrats. And that's certainly not somebody I want to get along with or do deals with. When we have $1.7 trillion that was just passed by Mitch McConnell and the McCarthy wing of the Republican Party, like I said, I wish there was more than 20 Republicans with a spine. We need definitely to clone Chip Roy across the country. I would love if he were Speaker.
Yes.
You know, that would be a great guy to be Speaker and let Jim Jordan do his job on the judiciary. And hopefully these aren't just simple meetings to have meetings to plan the next meetings.
Right.
We really need to start rooting out the corruption, or else the corruption will start rooting out us. And I think that we've already witnessed so much corruption, and especially when we look at our southern border, you know, over 5 million encounters in 2 years. We're setting records at the border, and they're not good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the fundamental transformation of the country that Barack Obama promised. And so we do not have a nation with borders. We don't have a nation, and this is all by design. Mm-hmm. This is by design by the left.
Exactly. Well, like you said, it's the Marxists and the Democratic Party that are controlling everything. And normally, I mean, you get this yin and yang movement that happens within the political parties. You know, the left pulls left and the right, you know, trying to find some moderation and some middle ground. That you talk about moving the goalposts. I mean, in this process, the Republican Party, because they keep moving, you know, closer and closer to Marxism, they've lost their reason to exist. I mean, and their identity, have they not a bit?
No, exactly. And this is reflective in the sentiment of Republican voters. We have in Nevada, for example, close to 200,000 Republicans that didn't vote in the last election. And this is the apathy that's created when you have a uniparty, when Republicans do not stand on principle. Like I said, they just go along to get along. We want to elect a firewall against this chaos, which is of the Democratic Party. We want to stop the out-of-control spending. We do not want to be like the Democrats. That's why we have a two-party system. And so when you have this continuum of this massive spending that is aided and abetted by the Republicans, that's not part. I mean, I think it was the GOP or the RNC or somebody said the Republican Party is for limited government, and it's laughable.
That's right.
It's when.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it might make for a good billboard. It might make for a good bumper sticker, but your actions have to support that type of tweet that you just put out. And limited government does not come in the form of the last omnibus bill of $1.7 trillion, with a majority of aid going to, again, Ukraine.
Yes.
We have our own problems here in this country, whether it's homelessness, whether it's you know, the opioid crisis, Veterans Affairs. I mean, the list goes on and on. We are in the middle of a recession right now. We have absolutely no business funding pet projects, port projects, Ukrainian projects, and overseas aid, when we need the aid right here.
Mm-hmm.
And Republicans have absolutely no leg to stand on, including Kevin McCarthy saying, yes, we deserve the power. Yes, I deserve the power as Speaker. Give it to me. Absolutely not. You have to prove your worth.
That's right. And he believes his time in service gives him that entitlement. Well, but your time in service demonstrates that you're really not worthy of the leadership, doesn't it?
Well, exactly, and that's why, at least, thank God, we have 20 Republicans, you know, led by Matt Gaetz and Boebert, et cetera, Chip Roy, that is saying, no, You know, this is not your time. No matter, just because you've put in the time, that doesn't mean that you are deserved of this title, but that you've earned this title. So, like I said, I wish there were more than 20, but hats off to the 20. And I was watching Sean Hannity, a clip of Sean Hannity basically grilling Lauren Boebert over her vote.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we don't begin by draining the swamp by playing along with the swamp.
Right.
And not holding, if now is not the time, then there will never be a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You're exactly right that here it is. I mean, because you've got to stop the bleeding somewhere. And what Mitch McConnell and the Senate did in the passing of this $1.7 trillion deal is demonstrative of the disease that's within the party. And here you've got 20 courageous conservatives that are willing to put their, their lives, their political lives on the line here, Megan.
Right. And I think that's exactly what needed to happen. And I think that what they are doing is commendable.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to stand on principle or you stand on absolutely nothing. And we witnessed the Republicans stand on absolutely nothing and stand with the Democrats for far too long.
Exactly. And as you say, they keep moving, you know, closer to the Democratic Party, which are all Marxist. And this is why, you know, Republicans, I mean, they talk about how many Democrats are leaving the party. Well, there's a large number of Republicans that have left the party and become independent because of the messiness of, of politics and what's happening on the Beltway, the shadow government, all the things happening. I mean, here we are, you know, we mentioned in the first break, first segment, that tomorrow commemorates the anniversary of the January 6th riots. I say riots, and, it wasn't a very good riot, certainly not an insurrection. The hairs on the back of my neck, you know, stand up every time they use the word insurrection. I'm just fed up, you know, with that faux narrative that is thrust upon us. And there was no serious, serious attempt to find out what happened on January 6th. So as they say, after they spend millions of our, hard-earned taxpayer money, you know, for this fake committee hearing, you know, they always say, you know, Liz Cheney, oh, so we want to make sure this never happens again. Well, if you really want to make sure it never happens, you got to get down to the root of the problem. When you've got an ex-Capitol police chief saying, hey, look, this was all politicized. This was all through the lens of optics and not strategy. I mean, what more do you need to hear?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, the Republican Party has lost its way, and it lost its way quite some time ago, and we witnessed that with the rise of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
When it took an outsider, actually, to win a national election because people were fed up with Jeb Bush of the world, the Romneys of the world, the McCains of the world, those that absolutely sabotaged the brand of the Republican Party, who were big government spenders, who didn't believe in limited government, who didn't believe in the principles that the Republican Party was founded upon. And, you know, we lost our way for years under moderates who were directing the party.
Exactly.
The moderates who directed the party didn't understand the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
They certainly didn't understand the principles, because when you're a moderate, you're in the middle of the road, you're going to get hit if you don't get out of the way. And it was the consultant class and the DC class that were running the party and not the people.
Mm-hmm.
And the 20 that are standing up to the uniparty are representing the people, the voters, across.
Are you surprised Donald Trump isn't supporting them more? I mean, he wants them to go ahead and go along. Are you a bit surprised on that?
No.
Hmm.
And that's because I think President Trump failed in a lot of areas and was misled when he had power.
Yeah, I agree. She's the founder and proprietor of BreganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, Megan Barth. Thank you, Megan. Take care.
Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students arrived in Moscow, Idaho on Wednesday for booking. Brian Koberger is now in the Lata County Jail. He's in isolation and continues to show no emotion, according to police officer in Lata County. No bond, no visitation, no phone calls are the rules. His hearing is expected today, although a specific time was not given. And the work goes on. Congress convenes at 12 noon today Eastern to try to elect a Speaker of the House after many failed attempts. Eight family members, five of them children, were found slain from gunshot wounds in southern Utah Wednesday, according to authorities who did not provide any more details. The victims were found when police did a welfare check at a residence in Enoch. It's a small town of about 8,000 people, an hour's drive northeast of St. George, Utah. Thursday, January 5th, is National Bird Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
With the America, Bill Martinez here with you. As always, great to have you sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, we're going to go live to Vegas because our favorite tech expert, Andrew Smith, is there for the 2023 International CES Show, which gets underway Thursday, January the 5th, and ends on Sunday, January the 8th. How much fun are you having there in Vegas, lady?
Oh, baby, it's Vegas, I can't tell you. One time I come to Vegas and I want to talk about everything I've seen here. I've already been here 2 days checking out products and fun stuff.
Well, I mean, you're talking CES. I mean, when you talk about all the things you see, I mean, how do you take it all in? It is so massive.
It's massive, and it continues to grow more and more massive each year. I mean, it's not only in the convention center now, but it is just sprawled out across hotels all the way up and down the strip. So how I take it all in is I just see what I can see. I see the things that interest me, and then I make sure to leave some time for strolling aisles and see what catches my eye.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, every January we get these tech innovators that invade Vegas for the Consumer Electronics Show. This is the industry's annual showcase of the best tech and innovation of the year of the year ahead, right?
This is it. This is the most influential tech show of the year, the big one. And this is what, you know, like when you and I talk at the holidays, Bill, a lot of the things that we talk about are things that were introduced first at CES that year. So, you know, some of the things I see here now, we're going to be seeing down the road later this year.
What trends are sticking out for you?
Well, there's a lot of AR, virtual reality, augmented reality, robotics. But, you know, gaming just continues to explode. Tons of gorgeous gaming monitors. LG's debuted the Ultra Gear OLED 45-inch curved gaming monitor. This is just bringing realism and responsiveness. It's the world's first 240-hertz OLED monitor. You're getting that gorgeous, incredible LG picture quality with a blazing fast refresh rate, and the sweeping curved display just immerses you in the action. And actually what's cool about this is while most of these products are not out now, this Ultra Gear OLED 45-inch curved gaming monitor is available right now.
Really? Wow. Yeah, because I would think that's the temptation and the frustration all at the same time, is you see these innovations and you just want to pick it up and take it home with you. But in this particular case, you can't.
Yes. Absolutely.
They're always checking your purse and your luggage to make sure you haven't walked that way. But, of course, you get loaded up with stuff every day. It's all there at your front door, you know, all this new beta, you know, testing that you get to experience. So this is really fun. You know, this just has to bring, I imagine this has to bring the juvenile out in you.
Oh, it's like going to a toy store. It's like being a five-year-old in a toy store. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm very jealous that you're there. And, of course, you're jealous that I'm here in Hawaii. But, you know, it's...
There you go.
Hey, here we go. Something's even out sometimes. What about these new home, these smart home appliances?
They are so cool. You know, they make our lives easier, but now companies are helping to make them more our own, personalize them. So the LG Studio refrigerator with Mood Up technology, you can set the tone in your kitchen by changing the colors on the individual LED door panels. Okay? You can use your phone, play with the colors. You can set a theme. You can say, okay, the kids are doing homework. I want a nice, calm, relaxing theme in here. Or you can crank up the energy. There's a built-in Bluetooth speaker, and you can, this is my absolute favorite part, the fridge panels will sync and change colors in time to the music.
Oh, my gosh. Well, all we need is a disco ball, and we're dancing all over the place, Andrew.
And I'm telling you, like, if I'm cutting up the celery and onions, I want disco going, you know?
Yeah, why not? Oh, my goodness. So even the appliances are becoming, you know, a bit of entertainment, huh?
Yeah, and you know what? But they're still smart, right? So, for instance, this one, if you leave the fridge door open, a door sensor detects that, and the panel on the door will start blinking, and it'll just start flashing to alert you and let you know that the door is open. I mean, how cool is that?
Well, that's awesome. I mean, you know, it's bad enough that you got, you know, husbands and kids crying out for attention. Now you got your refrigerator crying out for attention. It just never ends, does it?
At least it gives you something back.
Okay, I'm not going to go any further than that. I'll let people's imaginations take them where they want to go on that end. So what else in the, you know, smart home appliance category is standing out for you?
Well, you know, gadget. I love gadgets, right? Mm-hmm. They just make my life easier. And you know I love OtterBox phone cases. So
yes.
This year there is CES Innovation Award honoree for the OtterGrip Symmetry Series. So what this is it's the protective case that you know and love, but it's got a built-in grip. So you can hold it, you know, without worrying about dropping it. Mm-hmm. And it pops out of the grip, and then it goes back in flush to the case when you no longer need it, so you can slide it in your back pocket easily. It also does double duty. You can add on MagSafe accessories, you know, that snap onto your iPhone. So like OtterBox power bank, wallets, or their 3-in-1 charging stand. And then, you know, we're all thinking about air quality this winter, especially here at a very crowded indoor show. And we're seeing companies like Carry Ion that has a portable air purifier small enough to carry with you.
Really?
It's on a plane, it's a gym class. Yeah, it's small. It's the size of a water bottle, and it actually fits in your car cup holder. It's USB powered. And it protects you by removing cold and flu viruses, bacteria, mold, allergens from the air and from surfaces. And it creates this personal safe zone of up to 20 feet in diameter. diameter.
Wow. How cool is that? We're talking with Andrea Smith. She's in Las Vegas live, an award-winning news and technology journalist, and spent over two decades as a technology producer at ABC News. Of course, she's there at CES, which will be running through the weekend. And how exciting. I mean, all the, I mean, we're talking, are we talking like even up to the millions kind of, you know, gadgets and new reveals that are coming out? I mean, it just seems so massive there.
It's pretty massive. There's 2,800 brands here this year.
Wow.
So there's a lot of stuff, and a lot of brands launched, you know, a lot of products. So there's a lot of stuff here.
What other exciting things are sticking out for you?
You know, I'm just excited to see the big TVs, the more smart home stuff. I love this refrigerator. Just being able to play with the colors.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely going to be a fun show.
Yeah, without a doubt, I would imagine, because as you say, the technology keeps advancing. I mean, right when you think, you know, like gaming, for example, has done everything they can do, they just keep on innovating. This again is the genius of, you know, the free market system, isn't it?
Well, I don't know what it's the genius of. I think it's the genius of LG, because I look at the realism of their displays and those OLED panels.
Mm.
They're just incredible, and just this display. I mean, when you look at it, you feel like you are actually in the game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, when you see something like that, you can't handle anything less, right? Because they've
exactly.
raised the bar in such a way. It's like, oh well, you know, hey, if you're not using LG, then forget it. You know, right?
It definitely raises the bar there. It's definitely one that my son is going to say, are we getting that?
No,
are you bringing that home?
Well, I'm surprised he would say, are we? Or is he saying, when is it coming?
Yeah.
Because the kids anymore, everything is the assumptive close. There's no request for permission anymore. It's just, it's all assumed. I mean, after all, Mom, I mean, here, you're the tech expert. You can make this happen. And they've got you there in Vegas having a good time. And I don't want no stinking T-shirt. I want an LG big screen, you know, one of those new fancy things that you've been talking about with Bill Martinez, right?
Absolutely. Because Bill Martinez said so.
Yes. Yeah. Now I'm going to get more in trouble. That'll do it. Andrea Smith, where can we go for more information?
You can head over to d6news.com/CES Media Day for more information.
Now you know why she's our... Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Enjoy Hawaii.
Go ahead. Yes,
enjoy
I will.
Enjoy Hawaii, baby.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'll be there in Vegas in a couple of weeks. So, you know, leave me a little bit of Vegas, okay?
I will. I promise.
All right. Take care. Have a good one. Happy New Year.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported the show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? While the culture and ruling elites are dumbing us down, it's the mission of Bill Martinez Live to provoke and challenge all of us to think, live, and be more intelligent. In turn, that arms us with the ability to easily engage others in intelligent, reasoned debate. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of BML Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month? What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Your gift of any size matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. And thank you, BillMartinezShow.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got Dr. Ted Baer. Yes, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted, Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Happy New Year to you, and it's great to be doing the show again. And that, you know, I appreciate you greatly, Scoo. I love doing this.
Well, we always love having you on, that's for sure. Yes, go ahead.
This is right before we do our big gala, and the gala is an intense event. And like, you know, the producer of all those wonderful Christian shows and things is wants a meeting, and they're bringing... You know, another producer wants to bring one of the biggest stars in Hollywood. So it's a constant interesting factor that we're going on here. So keep it in your prayers. It is very, very hard.
Absolutely. Well, I wish I could be there, you know, holding your Ticonderoga pencil, your briefcase or whatever, because it's just got to be a lot of fun. You know, I know it's a lot of hard work, but also very rewarding. You know, to be able to have these conversations with these influencers on the big screen.
Well, the surprising thing is that there's so many of them who want to come and be part of it. So, you know, it's a mammoth operation. It's like putting together the Academy Awards without all the sponsors.
Exactly. So, and with half the personnel, right? At least.
Right. With about 4 people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's unbelievable. Well, look at we'll, you know, for that reason alone, we're going to be praying nonstop for everybody because this is going to be very, very stressful. Now, of course, the big gala is coming up when?
It comes up on February 10th. It's, you know, more difficult than ever because you've got streaming movies, which people want to be recognized for, and you've got some good you know, sort of small screen that people love, like The Chosen. Yes. People love, but truthfully, it's not big in Hollywood terms. Hollywood terms, nothing is big unless it's a couple hundred million people. And so this is, you know, when you're talking about Chosen figures, although we love it, you're dealing with something else. And
yeah,
I can't go over all the names, but we have some very prestigious people who are considering it. And then we do a script contest, by the way, and we have studio heads read it. Mm-hmm. And the studio heads, actually every year one of those scripts gets picked up and released theatrically. It's unlike any other script contest. Wow. Because I don't think anybody else has a studio head mm-hmm. read it. And there are like five or six of them who do it. And one guy asked me yesterday, I'm not a studio head. Why'd you have me? I said, well, I wanted to have one Christian so I can get some balance in this. Some of the studio heads are crazy. They did a crazy movie last year. But it's for the benefit of the writers that if they can get their movie read by the head of, I'm not going to get named, the studios, they are extremely blessed.
Yeah.
So, it's hard to do.
Without a doubt. Well, you mentioned The Chosen. I mean, The Chosen is already over. They've surpassed a half billion downloads. And I know Dallas and the team is, they're shooting for a billion, which I think is very attainable. It just continues to increase in popularity as we're in the third episode, or the third series and the fourth episode just aired on Sunday. So, it's continuing to increase in popularity and its traction. Of course, this is all, crowdfunded. They didn't have to go to a studio to make all this happen.
Listen, Bill, I love them. They came over. I taught them how to do this. They came into the class. A lot of these people come into the class. There's a big movie by Ron Howard being released that I taught them how to make a movie. I do this all the time. And the chosen people are always saying, oh, we're so thankful for what you've done.
Yes.
But still, when you compare it to the impact of, let's say, Top Gun, you're dealing with a different order, because what you see in the numbers of people watching is maybe 40, 50, 60 million.
Mm-hmm.
But you want, if you're in the Top Gun category, you're talking about a lot of people watching the movie and seeing it two or three times. There's a different order of scale about it. And we love it. We've given them awards. We've given Jesus an award. Mm-hmm. I don't think Jesus in heaven really wanted the award, because he didn't come. He sent some actor the award.
Exactly. Well, Ted,
I don't understand.
Well, look, we've been away from each other for a couple of weeks, and we've got about 6 minutes left here. So real quick, if you can kind of give us a rundown and what we may have missed, and then we'll talk about, My Father's Dragon after that. So go ahead.
Well, there's a lot of good movies that came out of the end of the year, so you probably missed most of them. And there are a lot of them we loved and we're considering for the Movie God Awards. And there's some of them that are a little bit on the edge, but they're still very good. So we're hoping that, that they're the ones that make money at the box office. And there are a couple of making money this last year that didn't do well. But we have an article in Movie Guide, which I inspired with talking about the fact that the movies with faith and values do much better at the box office. And so another year of having the Movie Guide report to the entertainment industry, which we give to every studio head who comes to the gala, which, we would love to have you at, but we probably don't have any more room for nominee. But is that good movies?
Well, I'll serve as a waiter. I mean, I'll do whatever it is, whatever you need me to do.
I mean, look at what's happened. This is the first year for the Movie God Awards that we will not be having a Marvel movie, a Disney movie, or a Pixar movie.
Wow.
And they all tanked. I mean, they did moderately well, but they didn't do well enough. And the studio that everybody thought was going to go out of business last year was Paramount. The head of it, who retired during the year, who is a good friend of mine, who collected Bibles and a really nice guy. They did Top Gun. They did Sonic. That was one of the biggest movies they've done. They've turned out to be one of the top studios this year, which is interesting because the movies that they had faith. They had conservative values. They had American values. They had positive views of real weddings in them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if the others, and I see articles of Variety saying, stupid articles, Variety, I don't mean to be critical, saying animation didn't do well this year. Well, some animation did. I mean, the animation that did is Sonic and some of those, and Puss in Boots, and movies that had real faith, real weddings, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
We're positive about faith and values.
Right.
So animation did do well as long as it was conservative, Christian, forthright animation. So Puss in Boots was good at the end of the year. I like Pinocchio. Some people criticize it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a couple of other movies at the end of the year.
Well, excellent. All right, let's talk about My Father's Dragon.
Well, My Father's Dragon is a wonderfully animated adventure on Netflix, and it's a little bit of a Christological allegory. It's about a boy who actually has to learn to accept reality. I shouldn't have told. I'm telling you the ending. But anyway, his mother loses her business. She has to move to the big town. She's working herself to death. This is a constant story. This is a wonderful story. So Elmer wants to go and save the mother and, you know, earn the money and win. And he goes out and he finds this dragon who wants to do the same thing.
Mm.
And they find out, some very biblical points at the end. Mm. So the movie has a lot of positive effort, knowing that you're not the answer to all problems. You have to be truth and kind and generous, and you have to help others, and you have to listen to others, which is a good message.
Oh, that's a great thing, without a doubt. 1923, which is, the prequel series of Yellowstone, huh?
Well, Yellowstone has some great elements, of just like Kevin Costner's acceptance speech as governor of Montana.
Mm-hmm.
This in the last episode that we reviewed, which was a great conservative, sounded like Ronald Reagan. But Yellowstone has a lot of foul language and stuff. So the good news about 1923 is, one, you have terrific cast, Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren. I'm surprised that Harrison Ford is doing this, but he's got a place in Montana. And there's very little foul language because 1923 didn't have a lot of foul language. And it's got a lot of good themes about, you know, recovering from depression. Depression hit Montana earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It's got themes about the range wars. Actually, as I was watching this and thinking about it, I said, well, if they really wanted to see a good show about this, they should have seen one of my father's old westerns back in the
30s. Exactly.
But they do a pretty good job. And it's good in every area, but it's light on Christianity, which surprises me. So it's a moral movie. It's a good series. Yeah, we don't know where it's going to go. We don't know whether it's going to get more like Yellowstone with sex and violence and foul language. But
yeah,
I'm hoping it doesn't.
No, I agree with you. It's unfortunate with Yellowstone because I think there's a great story there. But you've got to go through a lot of... a lot of dirt and mud, and it's unfortunate because it limits the audience appeal here. We got about 40 seconds left here, Ted. I'm going to let you wrap things up, and thank you so much for being with us. He's the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, Dr. Ted Baer. Happy New Year, Ted. Take care.
Happy New Year. God bless.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A lot can happen.